where you started to give a reply, I'd like to return to the issue of children deprived of a family environment. You started out by telling us about the adoption procedure. Okay, there is a procedure which is quite a sophisticated one to ensure the best interests of the child. However, the procedure is extremely slow. It can take 2 up to 4 years. My question is, isn't this somewhat incompatible with the best interests of the child, because this raises the issue of placing the child, removing them from the placement, from the family, returning them to the family. So I would ask, why is this adoption procedure so slow? I also have another question that pertains to the family environment, and this has to do with children whose parents are deprived of their liberty, particularly children who are with the deprived parent. Generally speaking, this tends to be the mother. Could you tell us about how many children who are with the mother deprived of the freedom, for how long? And also, I'd like to know what measures have been taken. Of course, these are children who are deprived of liberty also, but what is being done to meet their needs insofar as possible? I'll now move on to education and leisure. I don't think I need to remind you of the fact, everyone is aware of this, that Costa Rica has deployed significant efforts in terms of funding and ensuring that access to education is widespread. Nonetheless, as we've seen, that there's a significant dropout rate. Over 50% of children go on to secondary school. This proportion is even higher amongst migrant children, children living in rural areas, and children with disabilities. This situation shows the fact that teaching methods haven't been adapted, and also tells us about the quality of teaching. Similarly, therefore, what is Costa Rica doing to address that situation, and what is being done to guarantee the right to leisure? Because a number of groups of children face discrimination. This is an extremely important children's right, but unfortunately our own experience has shown that state parties show very little interest in that particular important area, particularly when it comes to certain groups of children who are deprived of leisure. Thank you very much. Continuing with the second cluster of questions, I'd like to ask some questions now on adoption.